sorrow in my heart, for Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine.
Joy that's so divine.
Going to glory, telling the story.
Shout and sing, letting the world know I am glad that Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices upraising, glory divine.
Joy that's so divine.
Going to glory, telling the story. Jesus is mine.
He is ever mine.
Heading for heaven, sins all forgiven.
Let's continue our series on the description of divine love as described for us in 1 Corinthians 13. We are considering this description of the divine love of God as it applies to God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for one another. Last week we considered how God's love for us suffers long. Today we'll consider how our love for God and for others should also suffer long. Let's open once again to 1 Corinthians 13, and we'll just read this passage, 1 through 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 1 through 8, to once again hear the description of God's divine love. 1 Corinthians 13 and verses 1 to 8. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal, just noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Divine love is long-suffering. It suffers long. That means that it's patient. It perseveres. It's slow to respond in anger to the offenses of others. God loves us with that kind of long-suffering love. But now we need to consider how we are to love God with this same divine love that suffers long. To love God means that we are always committed to desire and to seek and to do that which brings glory and honor to Him. We want to honor Him, to please Him in all that we do. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That was John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That means do the things that please Him, that honor Him, that bring Him glory. Now, our love for God should be characterized by this same virtue of long-suffering or patience. Now, obviously, our long-suffering with God has nothing to do with us putting up with God's offenses toward us, since He always deals with us in love. He always does what's right for us. When we talk about God loving us and suffering long, it's because we fail Him so often. God never fails us. And yet there is this aspect of us loving God that must involve patience, long-suffering. Many perceive God's ways, or at least some of the things that God allows in their life, to be offensive and hurtful and painful. Many Christians, when they experience trials, they quickly abandon their service and their obedience to the Lord. They stop reading their Bibles. They stop praying. They stop assembling together. They stop ministering to others. They stop doing the things that please God. If we truly love God, as we can so easily say, but if we truly love God, it will enable us, it will give us the power and the strength to suffer long and to faithfully persevere in our service and our obedience to the Lord, even when things are not to our liking, when we have to suffer through things that are unpleasant. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, we see the importance of this virtue of love, patience, long-suffering. Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, we read how it's important for us to endure the things that are difficult when we are serving the Lord, when we're doing the will of God, and yet there are things that are unpleasant, unwanted, and difficult, but love will cause us to persevere. Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Because Jesus loved me, He endured the cross, unpleasant, an unpleasant experience, and yet He endured the cross because it was in my best interest for Him to pay the debt of my sin. He's the only one that could. And now we are to love Him. We are to love God the Father with this same long-suffering, enduring love that goes through the difficult times, the difficult circumstances of serving the Lord. The Christian life is like a long-distance race. It's not a short-distance sprint, but rather a long-distance race that requires endurance and patience. Many Christians start out well and run fast, but they have no endurance. And so when the difficult times come, and sometimes when things are not very exciting, They stop running. They stop serving. They stop honoring the Lord. They stop obeying His loving commands. Saints, God's not impressed with those who start out fast and strong, but who quickly drop out. We are to be in it for the long haul. Let's not be only fair-weather Christians, only serving the Lord when it's convenient. But we are to serve the Lord out of a love that suffers long. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 5, James tells us this in James 1, verses 2 to 5, James 1, 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Also in James chapter 5 and verse 11, James chapter 5 and verse 11, "Indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." When we are going through trials and difficult times, while in the will of God, doing what He wants us to do, may we let those trials manifest our love for Christ by allowing the trials to produce in us patience, long-suffering, endurance, because we love Him. James mentions Job here and his perseverance and his trials. And Job, in the midst of his trials, he said this, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." We need that kind of love for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the patient endurance of Job that comes from loving Jesus Christ. Sometimes we become impatient when we don't feel like God is answering our prayers, or that he doesn't appear to be keeping his promises of love toward us. And many times we begin to despair, and that despair often leads to disobedience and neglect of the things that honor the Lord. We have so many examples of those who had a faith that worked by love, that was motivated by this long-suffering love for God and His ways. In Hebrews 6 and verses 13 to 15, we have one of those examples. Hebrews chapter 6 and verses 13 to 15. "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.' And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Abraham patiently endured for 25 years. He had a faith that God was going to keep his promises of love that he made to him. And so Abraham patiently waited, endured. A faith that works by love is an enduring love. You remain faithful because you know he will keep his promises, because you know he loves you. So the question sometimes we might ask ourselves when we're in the midst of trials and unwanted circumstances is, well, how long do I have to suffer? How long do I need to remain faithful in my service and obedience to the Lord in the midst of this unpleasant circumstance? Well, we find the answer to that in James 5, verses 7 and 8. James chapter 5 and verses 7 and 8. James chapter 5 and verses 7 and 8. "Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." We are to be patient until the Lord comes, because He will show Himself faithful, because He loves us. Therefore, we are to love Him with this love that suffers long. Do you love the Lord this morning? If you do, it will manifest itself in your willingness and your ability to suffer long, to endure the trials, to endure the unpleasant circumstances that come while in the will of God. Love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, and you will not be disappointed. Now we can consider how we are to love one another with this same love that suffers long. Let's turn to John 13 in verses 34 and 35. John 13 in verses 34 and 35. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you. It's this same divine love. That you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Loving one another is not an option if we are going to love Jesus as we ought. You can't say, I love Jesus, and hate your brother. It doesn't work that way. And so if we're going to love others the way that Jesus loves us, that means that we must patiently endure the offenses and disappointments of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and not quickly write them off. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about tolerating open sin and rebellion against God's word. The Apostle Paul, in this very same letter to the Corinthians, gives us his teaching on how to deal with sinful behavior of God's people in the local congregation. So we're not talking about ignoring and tolerating open sin in the midst of God's people. However, many times it is difficult to continue to interact and minister to those who simply do not mature as quickly as we think that they ought, or those whose personalities constantly clashes with our own. With such people, it is easier for us just to say things like this: I don't want to mess with you anymore. I don't care about what's best for you anymore. I'm tired of suffering because of you and your personality and how we constantly clash. Sometimes it's just easier for us to give up on one another. But that's not love. Love suffers long. If there was ever a group of people that deserve to be told, I'm done with you, I'm tired of suffering because of you, it was the carnal Corinthian saints. Paul could have easily had that attitude toward them. But why did Paul take the time to write them and to visit them instead of just writing them off as a lost cause? It was because he loved them with this divine love that suffers long. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 23 and 24. 1 Corinthians 16, 23 and 24, the Apostle Paul clearly states his motive for writing them and not walking away from them. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 23, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Paul loved the Corinthians, even when they were so disappointing to him, caused him to suffer and to hurt and to weep. But his love suffered long for them. And I believe that it was rewarded by the repentance of many of those at Corinth whose lives were changed because Paul did not give up on them. He loved them. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 14 and 15. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 14 and 15. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. That's what love is. It is that pursuit of what is good, eternally good, for others, for yourself, for the body of Christ, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Be patient with all. Seek that which is good for them. And the only way to do that is to love your brother with this divine love of God that comes only from him. God is the source of this love. So we have to look to him to love one another in this manner. And when we look to God, who is the source of this love, he will give us the strength to love our brothers and sisters in Christ with a love that suffers long. Romans 15, 5-7. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Receive one another, not reject one another, but receive them. Be patient. Love them. When trying to love those that are difficult for us to love, it helps for us to think about how many times God could have given up on us if he had not loved us with this kind of love. We have made God suffer through our foolishness, through our carnalities, through our pride, through our stubbornness, our ignorance, and our reluctance to do the will of God. And yet he continued to minister to me patiently, to encourage me to grow and to mature and to give me opportunity after opportunity to do what was right, to do what was for his glory and for my eternal good. How can we do less for our brother or sister in the Lord? How can we not love them as Christ has loved us?